Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Governor Cuomo today confirmed that Long Island will start phase one of reopening tomorrow. Westchester is among the seven mid-Hudson counties starting to reopen today. That includes the very first hotspot in our area, New Rochelle.
Declared a containment zone by Governor Cuomo after a large outbreak centered around a synagogue here, New Rochelle reopening. Although it's a small step that includes curbside retail, construction, and manufacturing, for Caesar, who works at a gym, it's still positive.
It's very encouraging, and again, it's encouraging to everybody. It makes us very happy, again, just to try to get back everything to normal.
The region met the metrics set out by the governor, including low rates of infection, death, and hospitalizations, and high test and trace capacity. But Stephen, who is a dentist, says he's still not sure when he can reopen his practice.
I'd rather be working, but I understand. You know, we have to do what we have to do as a community and everything like that.
If the numbers here stay low, the region could move into phase two, which would fully reopen non-essential retail and personal services. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in New Rochelle.